Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey everyone, this is Thatch. Just as a reminder for everybody, if you want to listen to Full Puckle, you can always go over to the main feed and do that. However, if you also are just interested in listening to trivia, remember this happened late 2016, early 2017. So Toucan is definitely an answer, but unfortunately Stack Attack isn't. But I hope you enjoy this trivia segment.
Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. Of course, this means you have to use what's in your noggins. No internet, guys. You have to use whatever you know and nothing else. So, just
can you guys, I use what you, I don't? Can I use what I don't know?
You can try.
Okay,
you can try. I think all of these questions, most of these questions, were provided today by Mikey from Pokemon Crossroads.
Woo! So, thanks, man.
They all have a theme.
Yeah, thanks, Mikey.
I did have to change some of them because I did think a few of them were a little difficult. One of them was asking like, one of them was pretty much a trick question. So I just didn't include it. So,
thank you.
I just didn't include it. I did not think it was fair. So, we're going to jump into it. So, the first question, if you guys are ready. So the way this works, for those of you who are new to the show, they have 5 questions. They can earn points. They're playing against others. They're going to shoot for 30 points to win this round. I believe Snag is in the lead with 20 points right now. First to 30 wins, though. Snag's not here. You guys can just, like, slam dunk this, and it'll be fine.
Let's do it.
Kobe. So,
oh, wait. That's a 3-year. Never mind.
So we're going to go ahead, and we're going to jump right on in. So you guys also have one hint you could use. And if you don't use the hint but get all of the questions correct, you can cash that hint in for an extra point. One of these questions also does have a second point involved if you answer that part of the question. So – if you guys are ready, I will ask you the first question.
Alrighty. I'm good,
Randy.
All right.
Oh wait, hold on. Let me just pull up CRB.net. <really quick.
laughs> So the first question, this one I wrote. I think it's kind of a softball to get you into it. So what is the first generation of Pokemon games to not include Professor Oak?
Okay. So he's definitely in Gen 2.
Yeah, he is.
Is he in Ruby Sapphire?
So hold on. I have a quick question because I think he's in Alpha Sapphire. So I don't know. Would that count?
Remakes are considered a part of the generation they are in. So
that they came out in. Okay. So
yeah, that they came out
as is Gen 6.
Yeah, Oraz is Gen 6.
He's okay. Oak is probably definitely not in Gen 5. Just because of that soft reboot thing. So we don't have to go past that. I know he's in Gen 4.
So I say we say Gen 5 because we're looking for what he's not in, right?
Right, but he could not be in 3. Like, that's a possibility. I can't remember if he was in 3 or not because there's Birch, and I'm playing through the game in my head.
Well, he's... Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, because... Right.
So we there are other games in Gen 3.
Right.
There are other games in Gen 3.
Oh.
There are.
Because you said generation.
Yeah.
Then it's 5.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
Is this your final answer?
5.
Hold on. 5 didn't have any. What was 5's? Or 5's reboot was Gen 2.
No, right? That was Gen 4's reboot.
Okay.
Gen 5 didn't get one. They went straight from Gen 5 to Gen 6. So it's got to be Gen 5 then.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's your final answer?
Final answer.
That is correct. So that gives you guys one point. And so that is actually going to start the theme of today's questions. All of these have to do with Gen 5, mostly because
I hate you.
Because Mikey wanted it to be Gen 5 theme, so I kept his theme along with some of his questions. So you have a point. You should feel happy. You've got one.
All right. Cool. Awesome. Woo. Thanks.
Okay. So
the gen that I played exactly once. All right. Let's do this.
Okay. Yeah. So this next question, it has a bonus point associated with it. So I want to know about Gen 5, what the naming scheme for all of the cities in Unova were, and there's a bonus point involved if you can name one city in Unova that did not follow that naming scheme.
Okay.
Okay.
It's Clouds. All right. I know that for a fact. Hmm. It's Clouds. Like Nimbus is named after Nimbus.
Correct. Yeah.
Other clouds are named or other cities are named after other clouds that I don't know. I want to say Verbank is not named after a cloud. Wait, that had Roxy the poison rocker chick in it. I don't think there's a Verby cloud or Verbosa Verbase.
Verbase.
I don't know a whole lot about clouds, but I'm going to go with your answer because that sounds correct.
Okay.
Are these your final answers?
They're mine. Are they yours?
go ahead and say them both, Bo.
I'm going to slam the button on Clouds and Verbank.
Okay, so Clouds is correct. I'm double checking Verbank. I don't believe this is true. But actually, you're technically correct, I think. I think you're technically correct because it's based on the word Burbank. I'm not sure if that's a cloud. No, it's just based on Los Angeles. Okay. So you know what? I'll give it to you. They're probably referencing pollution. But as the cloud, but I'll give you both points, 2 points. The answers I was really looking for were like Black City and White Forest, but that's fine.
Dumb.
That's fine. I'll accept it just because I can't find a cloud.
Honestly, I feel dumb for not getting that.
I would have never, just colors.
Like,
right. I would have never come up with that. I don't even think I got to that part in those games.
Okay. So question number three. So you guys are at 3 points, so that's suitable. That's like the average.
We already hit average. Now. All right. It's only question three. So now here comes a strikeout.
Yeah. so this question was provided by Mikey. Which Generation 5 Pokemon received a signature move in Generation 7? Just a reminder, you have a hint. Because at some point you will need this, I'm sure.
So, first of all, what Gen 5 Pokemon were even in the Alola Dex?
Okay, so the big ones, let me think here. Let's look at, okay, what were the Alolan Pokemon? Were there any Alolan Pokemon that were, or were, they were all Gen 1, right?
Yeah, all of them were Gen 1.
That's right.
Cause like things that came to mind were like, Super Stoked Star Surfer or whatever, but that's Raichu's Gen 1. And yeah, so all Alolan forms can't be. I'm trying to think of moves that even came out.
This one's super difficult.
Okay, hold on. I think, okay, so the one of the Gen 5s that I can remember. Can we ask like a qualifying question?
Yeah, I'll allow it, yes.
Okay, so is it, is this Pokemon exclusive to either Sun or Moon?
I don't know. I don't actually know. Well, I don't think so.
It's like
I don't think it's catchable in Sun or Moon. Let me double check.
The ones that I know. It's not.
It's not catchable in Sun and Moon.
Okay, so it's not in the Alola Dex. Okay, no, but so
Vullaby and Rufflet are totally out because those were the exclusives I was looking at that were
Do you want to take the hint, man?
You're gonna need a quick.
We're gonna need the hint here.
So yeah, it's a fire type Pokemon that's late game in Black and White.
Okay, late.
It's a late game fire type.
I'm running through.
Okay,
and he learns a fire type move. That's his new, but that's not gonna help you at all. So
it could be Volcarona, but Volcarona already had.
You catch it on Victory Road. You catch it on Victory Road in Black and White.
Well, then it would be
Heatmore. So Heatmore. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
I can't think of any other fire types.
Is that your final answer?
Right. We don't have to name them. We just have to name the Pokemon, right?
Yeah, you just have to name the Pokemon. You don't need to name the
Okay, cool. Yeah. No, I, uh, Yeah, I want to say
you're not going to know this movie exists.
I think you're right because Heatmore, I think he's the only fire, like the only straight fire type that you catch on Victory Road.
Right. Well, I don't think there's any other fire type. I mean, you can catch Dino, and you can catch Durant, but I think those are the only
final answer?
Yes, because that's right. It's Heatmore.
Yes,
the answer is Heatmore. That's correct. It learns the move Fire Lash in Gen 7. It's really weird. It's 80 base power, 100% accuracy, and it's physical, I believe. Let me double check. Yeah, it is physical, and it is. It also lowers your opponent's defense.
Why on earth would they give a new move that's to something that you can't even catch?
Right? Isn't that what's going on? So that gives you guys 4 points today. So we're going to move on to question number four. So question number four. So Black 2 and White 2, they included the World Championships in that game, which featured battles against former gym leaders and champions. I'm not sure how familiar you guys are with that, but that's what you did. You could battle like in a tournament setting against like Blue and stuff like that.
I'm aware of it and
Red. So it turns out though that one gym leader was absent from it.
Oh,
which gym leader was absent?
Wait,
was talking about this at PuckleCon. Oh, yeah.
There's one gym leader you can't battle in the World Championships.
Oh man, I remember that people were talking about it at PuckleCon, and I remember that people also talked about Cynthia for a small amount of time at PuckleCon. I don't know if they're related, but that's the only guess I have.
I was thinking Gen 4. So it's not any of the Gen 5 gym leaders because they don't appear there. You fight them in their gyms, I'm pretty sure.
Or Agatha, because Agatha's old as heck.
But she's not a gym leader.
It needs to be a gym leader.
Four.
It needs to be a gym leader.
It can't be Elite Four or Champions. Oh, it's a gym leader.
That's right, yeah.
You know who's coming to mind is just Crasher Wake because he seems to be the answer for most Gen 4 gym leader questions.
I didn't even play Gen 4.
But he's also such like he's the only like memorable gym leader ever from Gen 4. So
you're wrong, but okay.
Who else?
Who's
Gardania?
You have Gardania. You have Fantina. You have Rourke. You have Byron.
Just names. Nobody remembers who any of those people are. They only remember Crasher Wake.
You have Candace.
Who's Faulkner?
Okay, I need an answer. I'm gonna need an answer here. Who's the gym leader missing from the World Championship?
Wait, it could be Faulkner. You wanna say Faulkner? You wanna say Wake? You wanna say? Man, I got nothing.
I thought Faulkner was the Gen 3 flying type guy.
No, that's.
I need an answer. You gotta give me an answer.
Oh, man. Okay.
Thrown out,
Bob.
All right. Volkner, the eighth gym leader in Gen 4.
That is unfortunately incorrect. You guys got hung up on Gen 4 there. The answer is actually Koga. Koga was absent because he ended up getting replaced by Janice in Generation 2. So by the time Black, White, and 2 happened, they were including all of the gym leaders from Heart, Gold, Soul, Silver. So they excluded Koga from that. So Koga was not bad.
Well, that's super lame because Koga was super cool.
Yeah, right? Yeah. He taught his Weezing a roundhouse kick. And that is a reference that only a few people are going to get. So you guys are still at 4 points. We have one more question. And as always, I ask you guys a base stat question. So I'm going to ask you guys, this is about ice types today. What ice type Pokemon has the highest base HP?
Okay. Is Avalog Gen 5?
Yeah. So is Kyurem.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You're right. Dang it. Poop it.
Yeah. No, Avalog is totally Gen 6. Beartick is Gen 5, but it's not Beartick. Trying to think of other Gen 5 ice types. It's probably Kyurem.
I feel like that's definitely a huge possibility. I also feel like that's like the easy way because it's a legendary and I feel like someone wouldn't choose that.
But there's a lot of times that like legendaries get overlooked on these questions because I go back and listen to it and they're like, I didn't even think about Solgaleo. Like, I forgot the steel type.
I try to make them easy, I tell you.
Before we answer it, can we think of any other, like,
I can't think of any other Gen 5 ice types other than Beartic, Qrem. Oh, Vanilluxe.
Oh, Vanilla. Yeah, Vanilluxe.
Yeah. Whatever.
Vanilluxe. I don't know. You probably pronounced it right. I don't know.
I have no idea.
So I just said Vanilluxe.
I just recently learned how to pronounce Garbodor. So
I still call it Garbodor, and I'm going to call it that way.
Oh, I'm going to call it that day and that way until I die. Absolutely.
Just like Rayquaza.
Oh, nobody's changing that.
Rayquaza, get out of here. Get out of here.
I think they call it Rayquaza in the movie.
When it comes to the Rayquaza thing, that's how I feel about GIF and GIF.
Totally.
It's like,
okay, let's not get off track. Tell me the ice type Pokemon that has the highest base HP. I'm going to need an answer.
Let's do Qrem.
All right, Qrem.
Well, unfortunately, you guys got hung up on Gen 5 for whatever reason, but the answer is, in fact, Qrem.
You said it was Gen 5 base!
Ah. No, you're correct. The answer is Qrem. All of his forms have the same base HP.
Oh, okay.
Good. I was like, do I have to say white or black? Because if I do,
no,
it's going to
shot in the dark. I was just trying to get you upset, but I wouldn't be like, would you said everything was Gen 5?
Well, it worked.
And I got the reaction I wanted. So you guys got 5 points today. That's really impressive. So let me go ahead and add those in. That actually changes up the standing significantly.
All right. Nice. I think I'm halfway to snag now.
You are halfway to snag now. Am I
at the lowest rung?
You are not. You are beating people, actually, because sometimes all it takes is to be on the show. So,
yeah, right.
Okay, so the standings are as follows. In first place, we have Snag with 20 points. In second place, we have Jushiro with 14 points. Whimsicott is taking up third place with 13 points. Maximus in fourth with 11 points. Vigor and Bo are tied right now for fifth place with 10 points. Dr. Shamu in seventh with 9. Scrawn and Sublime are tied for eighth place with 7 points. Basket is bringing up 10th place with 6 Ooh. Points. And Gator is in 11th with 3 points. So
still in the top 10, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, we got it. So it's going. It's moving
top
on.
Top 10 out of 11.
Top 10 out of 11. yes. Perfect.
I'm in top 10.
Yeah.
That is it for this week's Poke Quiz. And welcome to Pokel's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we're going to quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. If you guys are ready, we are going to go ahead. The rules are you guys have 5 questions. I just realized that neither of them have a bonus point, so I'll just award you a bonus point for one of these questions.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, wait, actually, it'll be for the fifth question, because there's 2 Pokemon that are tied for the stat I chose.
Oh, cool.
So we'll go ahead and just use that. I think there are 2 that are tied. We'll double check. So
sure.
We're going to go ahead and go and work on it. So first question, if you guys are ready, you guys also have a hint. And if you don't use the hint and you get all the questions correct, you get an extra point. Both of you have a very good chance of climbing the ladder today, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Significantly. So let's go ahead and ask some questions. First question is, I think this is a give me. Just as like a warm up, I'm going to throw you guys a softball. Alola has introduced to us a number of firsts, including being the first generation in which the player's house is not located in a starting town. Where is the player's house located in Alola?
Isn't it on Route 1?
I don't know. I'm not giving you an answer.
I really don't know. I don't remember. I haven't actually been there.
Yeah, I think it's Route 1. Because the route where you get attacked by, like, Makuhitas and Growliffs is Route 2. Or maybe that's... It's either Route 2 or Route 4. I think it's Route 2. But, yeah, I think you're on Route 1.
I'll agree with that.
Is that your final answer?
Well, we could also say, like, I don't know. I want to sort of back up and, like, say next to the starting town. And, like, just so you get our idea. But, like, it is on a route.
Yeah.
If you have to give me a route number, if you give me a route.
1.
Is this your final answer?
I can't remember what other place it's even called. So
I need an answer.
I'm going to say yes, route 1.
That is
correct.
Yeah,
you guys had a harder time with that than I expected.
Because I don't remember. I route one, route three. I'm like, oh shoot, is it route three? Is it like that little area there?
No, it's route one. So,
hey, Patch, did you ever consider that maybe I knew it the whole time? But I'm just trying to create dramatic suspense. So maybe, maybe you can cut us a break.
You were about to backtrack and say it was somewhere else.
You could just cut us a break, buddy.
So this next question is from your friend Professor Snag.
Oh, no.
So this one says, some people misremember a specific detail about the series mascot. They remember Pikachu having black at the tip of its tail. This is actually not true, except in one case. What is this one case in which Pikachu has black at the tip, black on its tail?
Isn't that like the cosplay Pikachu?
Okay.
Am I thinking something completely different? I'm trying to understand this. Like,
is it like one case or is it just like a type variant or something? Like,
the question's kind of oddly worded. I'm like, I'm trying to... Yeah. And it's actually asking in what situation has Pikachu had black at the tip of its tail?
That is it.
So we cosplay Pikachu that had the black heart, which is at the tip of its tail.
Is this your final answer?
That's the only thing I could think of,
Cosplay Pikachu has a black heart?
Yeah.
Which one?
Well, is it just cosplay Pikachu, or is it like a female Pikachu? I'm losing my mind now, because...
Final answer.
Okay, let's say... Pikachu,
that was the
when
thing that
Pikachu is cosplaying, it has a... There is a
no, it literally is that one. It's the one Pikachu that can cosplay. Into any form. If that Pikachu, the reason you can tell it's different is because it had that black heart.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Let's go with that.
That's your final answer, cosplay Pikachu?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah.
So that's 2 points for you guys so far. You guys are doing really well. That was one of the harder questions today. So we're going to go ahead then and ask you guys question number two. Or number three. My apologies. I'm really bad at reading my own notes. We don't deal with numbers, okay? I deal with letters.
Deal with approximations.
Yeah. So, for a while, the Pokemon series, upon defeating a gym leader, it was customary for that gym leader to give you a TM. Now, these TMs were typically always a TM for a move introduced in the generation in which you received them from that gym leader. What generation was the first generation to break tradition and stop passing out exclusively new moves through the gym leaders?
Okay, it's past generation 3.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think about what they would give you for Gen 4.
I can't remember all the leaders.
I know Gen 5 gives you exclusive ones.
What did the first gym leader in Gen 4 give? Rourke. What did he give out? Was it Rock Tomb?
Maybe.
Or Rock? I feel like with Rock Tomb, but it might have been Rock Polish, but I don't think he would give out Rock Polish for like a gym, like first gym. Why would he give out that?
I think it was Rock Tomb. But Gen 5, you had Bugsy giving out Struggle Bug. I remember that one for whatever reason. Alisa, she gave out like Volt Switch or whatever.
Yeah, so, they had new moves there.
Yeah.
I thought you got Bulldoze and other stuff. I want to say it's Gen 4.
Let's think about Gen 6 real quick.
Yeah, Gen 5.
Before I move on.
What did we get? What did Rowan give? Grass Gym Leader? What did he give?
Oh, yeah, Ramos.
Yeah, I knew it was an R.
I don't think it was
Ramos.
Was it Grassy Terrain?
No, it's the TM.
Kalos Grass Gym Leader. The old dude.
I don't think what he gave out, because I can't remember the
name. I was making a joke.
I really want to say. God.
Let's okay, let's think about other gym leaders in 4.
Steel. What was the Steel TM?
What?
Because there was Bastiodon guy.
Ironhead, maybe? No, that wasn't.
No, Ironhead wasn't the TM.
Iron Tail was in Gen 4.
Who had an Iron Tail?
All right, I'm going to need an answer here, guys.
I'll say Gen 4.
Gen 4, yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is unfortunately incorrect. The answer is actually Generation 6. They did it up until Generation 6. Rourke, the one that you're getting hung up on, actually gave you Stealth Rocks, which was Stealth Rock, which is the Generation 4 exclusive. Byron, who you're thinking of, the Steel Gym Leader, gave you Flash Cannon. So.
Oh.
Like, so there were a lot of moves.
MG.
The Generation 6 only gave you two new moves, it turns out. I believe it was through the Valerie, the fairy-type gym leader.
Yeah, Dabbling Glam.
And it was Viola, the bug-type gym leader, giving you Struggle Bug. Or not Struggle Bug, Infestation. Struggle Bug. So,
no, it was Infestation. Struggle
it was
Bug
Infestation?
Was 5.
Yeah, okay, I got them backwards. So that is unfortunately incorrect, guys. But you still have 2 points, and we're going to move on to question number 4. We have been introduced to several regional Pokedexes over the years. So I was just wondering, which regional Pokedex contained the most Pokemon?
In Sun and Moon?
Regional Pokedex in general. Like, from regions. General. Like, the Kanto regional Pokedex, the Johto regional Pokedex.
So, for each generation. So far, Kanto is 150. 151.
Sinnoh goes pretty high.
Sinnoh's a possible one. Gen 2 and 3 aren't, for sure. Gen 2 was 100. Gen 3 went from 250 to 380, so it was 130-ish.
Oh, it might be Black 2, White 2, Unova.
Actually, that might be it, because I think that went from 493 to, 590-something.
Because it had the 150 plus from just Unova, and then they added a bunch of other Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. Because it was the 150 plus the end, and Black and White 2 buffed a lot more.
Alola has 300, though.
Oh, I'm thinking. I was thinking it differently. I would have think what Pokemon were introduced in each generation, not that way. Oh, shoot. I think Unova might be the right though.
Okay, so it's either Black 2, White 2. Or Alola. Does the was the amount of introduced Pokemon over 300?
Introduced
in Black and White 2? For regional or able to find in the region. Like, what were some ways you could find other region Pokemon in Gen 5? Is there a sort of radio method or PokeFinder?
I think there were swarms.
Swarms. Okay, so
I'm gonna need an answer here.
I'm just gonna say that I don't know, honestly.
Okay. I think we're going to go – could you rephrase the question one more time so we know?
So which of these has – which region has the largest regional Pokedex, contains the most Pokemon? This can include Pokemon from past generations, obviously, because they do that.
Okay. I'm going to personally go with Unova.
I'll agree with that.
But, it could very well be something else.
All right. So that is unfortunately incorrect, guys. The answer is actually Kalos with 450 Pokemon in this regional Dex. Yeah.
What?
It was so big that they split it up into 3 subregions, and they each contained 150 Pokemon.
Huh.
Yeah. That turns out Kalos had a regional Pokedex of 450.
What's Kalos?
Kalos, the Gen 6?
I don't remember that.
You don't remember it all? France? Gen 6, it's the France. One that we played together?
X and Y.
X and Y, yeah.
Huh?
Oh my gosh. All right, so you guys still have the hint. You're at 2 points, and this next question is the stat question this week. It's going to be a little bit more difficult. You guys selected bug type this week.
My lord.
As your type.
Thanks, Shamu.
You're welcome.
So because you guys probably know the bug type with the highest defense, I'll posit that. You'll know that Shuckle has the highest base defense of all bug type Pokemon. I want to ask you guys, what bug type Pokemon has the second highest defense base defense? And it turns out that let me count one. Two of them are tied for this, and so you'll get a point for naming each of them.
Okay, okay, that was Shelmet.
Bonus point.
You also, the second highest.
No,
defense.
No, it's not Shelmet. It's can we use our bonus point? Because we lost.
You can use the hint. You can use the hint. Yes.
Because we lost the bonus point.
So these both share a secondary type. I don't know if I want to give you the secondary type, but.
Is it?
But three Pokemon are tied for this base stat with bug typing. Two of them share a secondary typing, and one of them was introduced quite recently.
Okay, so it's Golithopod, Escavalier, and Scizor.
Is that your final answer?
I'm thinking right now.
They said they shared a secondary type.
So two of them do share a secondary type.
Those two are both steel types, and I know for a fact that they're probably the two typing there. I'm thinking Galithopod, unless there's something else that pops up in your mind. Because I think Galithopod got a high defense. Caesar and Escavalier for sure.
Okay, go with Caesar and Escavalier then.
Okay.
Final answer.
Because the three of them, I was saying we could do that one too, but
fine. Is that so? What you're saying, Caesar and Escavalier, correct?
Yeah.
Oh wait, go for it. Go for it.
That is correct on one account and incorrect on another. It is Scizor. I believe Mega Scizor actually. But Mega Scizor, I'll give it to you because Scizor. And it's not Escavalier. Escavalier's base defense is actually 105.
What are those two above?
So Fortress actually has a base 140.
Oh, I forgot about Fortress. I forgot the thing into this.
And Galassopod has a base 140 defense.
Oh.
You guys get 1 point for that. So you guys get 3 points today. That's the average, it turns out. Oops, I forgot to turn off my thing. So I'm typing in values now for this. Let me go ahead and... Oh my gosh, it didn't stop it like I wanted it to. Okay. And so I'm going to... These people are just going to be so upset in the recordings. I am awful. And so we are going to sort the columns. And so the rankings have changed. So in first place right now, we have Snag with 20 points. In second place, we have Jushiro with 15 points. In third place, we have Whimsicott with 13 points. In fourth place is now Dr. Shamu with 12 points.
Wait, I have that much?
Yeah, yeah. You're doing pretty well. In fifth place, we have Mr. Maximus with 11 points. And then tied for sixth place with 10 points is Viger, Bo, and Scrawn.
Oh, boy.
In ninth place, we have Sublime with 8 points. In 10th place, we have Basket with 6. And in 11th place, we have Gator with 4. All right, guys. But it's the race to 30, guys. It's the race to 30. So
who's the highest?
Snag. Snag is the highest right now with 20 points. Okay. So it's not – I mean, it's still anybody's game. especially with school starting soon, I'm sure Snag will not have nearly as much time. Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the segment of the show where we quiz your co-hosts on their innate Pokemon knowledge, what's in their noggins. And so, of course, as always, we have 5 questions for them. One of them contains a bonus point. They get approximately a minute to answer each of these questions. And on top of that, they've got one hint that they can use throughout the whole thing, or they can go ahead and only cash that hint in at the end if they get all the questions correct without it. So if you guys are ready, I have some questions for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are we ready? I guess we are.
All right. So our first question is going to be, this is written by me, because I have to write a lot of the questions because Scrawn only sent me one. So, what generation 1 Pokemon is known in Japanese as Onidrill? O-N-I-Drill.
Onidrill. Okay. Oni means demon in Japanese. And, well, drill is drill. So, yeah. It could be Beedrill. It could be Rhydon.
My first thought was Rhydon, yeah.
Yeah, but,
And, like, you said it was demon? Oni's demon?
Yeah, Oni is demon.
Okay.
And I just don't see it being Rhydon, though, because of the Oni thing.
Well, the one thing I can think of is Rhydon could be in the lines of, like, the kaiju.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Although,
Did you have any other thoughts?
No, just those two.
Should we just go with the one we both thought of?
I guess, but I'm not convinced that it's Rhydon just because it was, you know, the first Pokemon ever.
Yeah.
Would I have called it something like that? But probably. I mean, we can go with that one.
Is that your final answer? Rhydon? Is that your final answer?
That's good. Yeah. With Rhydon. Yeah.
All right. That is unfortunately incorrect. It turns out that the correct answer is actually Fearow. Firo is known as Oni Drill because its horn or Drill Peck was its signature move back in Gen 1. And so it's really silly because between that and Beedrill, like their Japanese names and their English names actually switched to some extent because Beedrill in Japanese was just known as Spear. And Firo is known as Oni Drill. So it's very interesting because they flip-flop. But okay, good. Yeah. I figured that one you'd get wrong. So that's good. Now you guys can use the hint whenever. So
thanks.
Yeah, I was just helping you guys out if you were worried about using the hint. So question number two. So we've seen a lot of real-life regions in Pokemon or real-life areas in Pokemon regions, such as we've seen a lot of Japan. We've seen the United States in Unova, and we've seen Hawaii in Alola and even France in Kalos. Did you know, though, that in one of these regions – there's actually Russia's incorporated into it? In which of the Pokemon regions that exist today from the core series games contains bases from land that is controlled by Russia? That's how I want to word that. So
contains bases for land that is controlled by Russia?
Yeah.
I still need to know what that sentence means.
So the regions are based off real life locations, correct?
Yeah, okay. So you're saying
that they're one of the regions somewhere. Yeah. Yes, that is based on Russia.
That is based on a place that is actually technically
Russia. Russia. Yes.
All right. Okay. So here's my initial thought and tell me if you have other thoughts other than this. In the Gen 5 games, is like the giant chasm or something where we find Hiram.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is right actually because if I remember correctly, like the trees are flattened in there, and it may be representing
Tunguska.
Tunguska, yes.
Boom! Yeah, you're right, completely right.
That's right.
Which
answer.
One?
That's right.
It's Unova, and the I think it's called the Giant Chasm, basically where you find Kyurem.
I'm gonna say that's incorrect, but I didn't play the music yet, only because I could be wrong. Let me double check the giant chasm in Pokemon Red and Blue.
Tree around something that fell from the sky is Tunguska.
I don't believe that, but it is inspired by Tunguska. You're not wrong. You know what? I'll give it to you on a technicality. The answer I was looking for was Sinnoh, because actually where the battle areas are in Sinnoh, that island is actually controlled by Russia. So it's a Russian-controlled territory.
Well, Sinnoh would have been my first guess if the Tunguska thing hadn't come up. So.
I'll give you the Tunguska thing, though. I'm okay with it.
I think our answer is a heck of a lot better, too.
I agree. So that's what you get when you write questions 15 minutes before the show. All right. So this next question is from Scrawn. So Scrawn asks you, he says, so there's the move Soak in the video game changes a Pokemon's type to water. There are also two other moves which will, instead of replacing a type, add a type to a Pokemon. Yes. What two moves are these in Pokemon?
Forest Curse and Trick or Treat.
Are those your final answers? 1 point for each, of course.
Snag, do you agree?
You know better than I do on this. I would have no clue.
I'm pretty sure that Forest's Curse adds Grass type and Trick or Treat adds Ghost type.
Yes, that is correct. So that is correct on both accounts. So you guys are at 3 points today. I'm just gonna give it to you because you got it so fast. And so yeah, Scrawn sent me that, and I'm just like, this isn't a Scrawn question. But good job there. Moving on though, you guys are just blowing through these real fast. We have a lot of pseudo legendary Pokemon. What is the only monotype pseudo legendary Pokemon? And now that I asked this, I'm pretty sure I've asked this before on the show. But if you can give me an answer for a point.
Goodra. Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Pretty sure. Yeah.
That's correct. Okay. wow, this week was easy. So yeah, no. Goodra is the correct answer. Goodra is the only monotype pseudo-legendary Pokemon. So let's get to it. So all that time we spent talking about things earlier today, that's all just gone now because you guys are just so good at this. Yeah, you're making up for it. So this next question, as always, it's a base stat question. You guys asked me about fire types. And so I want to know what fire type Pokemon has the highest base special defense?
Let's see. Flareon has 110, and I think there's something that's way higher, like Heatran or Ho-Ho.
This is one in all my studies. Now,
Flareon might have 95, actually.
In my studies for Game Corner and whatnot, this is one that I can't say I remember coming across. So, I mean, I think it's worth it to use our hint.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, you get a hint. It's not a monotype. It's not a monotype.
Okay.
There we go.
Well, thank you so much.
Ho-Oh or Heatran or what else would be especially bulky? It wouldn't be Darmanitan in its psychic form, would it?
I have no idea what stats.
I think that's high, but I don't think it's up there though.
I don't think it's up to Heatran or Ho-Ho, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's probably one of those two.
Should try Heatran?
Wait, there's someone else that has a really high special defense, though.
I think you're right, but I'm not thinking of it.
We're talking to him. It's Soviet Thatch, Mega Charizard Y.
For a defense?
A special defense is pretty high. Not super high, but pretty darn high. This is tough.
Additional hint, second typing is flying.
Ah! Okay. do we want to go Ho-Ho or do we want to go Mega Charizard Y?
I
think it's funny if it's Soviet Thatch.
Yeah, let's put our money on Soviet Thatch.
Okay, our answer is Soviet Thatch.
That is unfortunately incorrect.
Oh.
Mega Charizard Y has a base special defense of 115. Ho-Oh, by the way, has a base special defense of 154. It's massive. It's actually tied for fifth. It's tied for fifth with Lugia. Yeah, these two are both really bulky Pokemon. Ho-Oh and Lugia are incredibly bulky. Yeah. Lugia's used a lot in Ubers because of this bulk. Because it's a base 130 defense and a base 154 special defense. On top of that, you get a base 110 speed. So this is a really fast, bulky Pokemon. Ho-Oh is a little bit the opposite. It's not as fast as Lugia, but it has a higher special attack. So it evens out, and its attack stat is also higher. So, but Ho-Oh's fire flying typing, you can imagine, doesn't help out competitively. So the answer is Ho-Oh. That gives you guys 4 points for today, though. So, I mean, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Oh,
I forgot to turn off my noises. Okay. So
every time.
Every time I swear to God,
bingo card.
I swear to God, right? If there is a bingo card, that's a legitimate one. That's a legitimate one to have a bingo card for. This changes the ranking slightly. So right now, Snags is in first with 25 points. You guys are going to have to stop him. Whimsicott is in second now with 19 points. Jushiro is in third with 16 points. Dr. Shamu and Mr. Maximus are tied for fourth place with 12 points. Bo is in sixth place with 11. Viger is in seventh place with 10, or tied with Scrawn for seventh place with 10 points. Sublime is in ninth with 9 points. Basket's in 10th with 6. And Gator bringing up the rear with 4. All right, so that is it for this session of Pokemon's Poke Quiz. The Puckles Poke Quiz, the segment of the show where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. So, of course, guys, that means no internet browsers allowed whatsoever. You got to use what's in your heads. So you guys will have 5 questions. One of them will have a bonus point in it. And one of them, and if you want, you have a hint that you can use. But if you get all the questions correct, you can go ahead and use that hint for an extra point. I don't think all of the questions are terribly difficult today, But I'm always surprised sometimes by things that I think are common knowledge and everybody else doesn't. So we're going to go ahead and ask you guys questions if you are ready. Are you guys ready?
As I'll ever be.
Same.
Perfect. So question number one, this is right off the bat, the one worth a bonus point. So unsurprisingly, because there are just so many Pokemon, there are three families of Pokemon that have appeared in every regional dex thus far, thanks to Black and White 2 expanding upon the Generation 5 regional dex. Mm-hmm. One of these families is the Zubat family. So
I was just thinking Zubat.
Yeah, it is Zubat. That's one of them. But there are two more, and so I want to know, for 1 point apiece, what these other two are.
Oh, we're starting with this question off of that?
Yeah. It gets easier from here, I think. So...
And I was just thinking Zubat. Why couldn't you let us pick Zubat?
Because I thought that was the easy one.
Oh, well, luck.
It's in every regional deck, so you can make some some educated guesses there.
You know what? I think Psyduck is one of them, actually.
You know, you wouldn't be wrong, because I feel like I've heard a question like this before.
I think I've used this exact same question before, but nobody pays attention to my questions, so. Except I think I included that I let them pick Zubat as one of their answers.
Well, that's not fair. The only one I'm not 100% about is Psyduck in Hoenn, because I think it's in every other region.
In Hoenn, let me think. That's my bread and butter. Think it is. Hold on, double check. Golduck. Because I remember the old book. Actually, hold on. I can't recall. I know Meryl's in it.
I'm going to need an answer.
You know, Psyduck's a good guess. Go ahead with that one. But
that's going to be my guess. My guess will be Psyduck.
Okay, do you have another one?
See, I was going to say Pikachu, but I know it's not Pikachu. I believe it's not Pikachu.
Wait a minute. Could it be Pikachu?
See, I feel like I was one of the people that answered this question. And I said Pikachu, but it wasn't right.
Can you get a Pikachu in Unova is the only question, because I know it's in every other region for sure.
I'm going to need an answer, guys.
Do we have to give you both answers at once?
Yes, you need to give me both answers at once. You don't get more time to think about it.
What about Tentacool?
Going through my mental...
I know.
Come on, I'm going to need an answer, guys. I need an answer.
Yeah, let's do Tentacool and...
Psyduck family? You want to do that?
Sure, let's do that.
So that is correct on one account, and incorrect on another. So you are still eligible to cash in the hint, by the way. So the Psyduck is correct.
Yay!
Psyduck is available in every regional dex. The other Pokemon that's available in every regional dex is Magnemite. It turns out. Yeah.
Where are you at?
Yeah. Right. So Magnemite is available in every regional dex as well. Tentacool is not. I believe it's not in the Unova dex. Unova cuts a lot of things out. Pikachu, because you guys were thinking about Pikachu, is not available in Unova. It's actually the only generation that you have to bring Pikachu from another generation in. So, yeah, it's really weird that they did that. There's also there's a Pikachu shaped bush in that game, so it's really weird to think about. But
did
that
you get
said,
1 point for Psyduck.
Yeah, you get a point for Psyduck.
Yay!
And you're still eligible for the hint, so you're good to go.
Okay.
So, we're going to move on to question number two then. So we have seen many Pokemon abilities that are completely redundant. And a good example of this is Insomnia, which prevents you from falling asleep, which is the exact same ability as Vital Spirit, which also prevents you from falling asleep. It turns out that there is one Pokemon that can have both of these abilities. And I want to know what Pokemon that is.
All right. Repeat that. What were the abilities again?
Insomnia and Vital Spirit.
Huh.
Insomnia. Oh wait, isn't that Vigoroth?
Vigoroth, I think, gets Vital Spirit, but I don't know if he gets Insomnia. That might be his hidden ability.
Do they even get hidden abilities? You would think they don't. You think? Well, I know. No, they can't, because Slakoth and Slaking only have one, so it's kind of impossible for Vigoroth to have two.
It might, because there's evolution chains where the final evolution can only have one, but the pre-evolutions can still have a hidden ability.
No, because like I was saying, Slakoth can't have two because it only has Truant.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. Then
I feel like
I think
Is it a fighting Pokemon?
I was thinking of Mankey. I know Mankey gets one of those. I don't know if it gets both of those.
I don't think. I think it's Vital Spirit. I think,
or maybe a Ghost type.
I don't see a Ghost type having Vital Spirit though.
Because it's a spirit. Do you want to use the hint on this one?
Yeah, sure.
This Pokemon shares typing with one of the legendary birds.
Oh, okay. Do you think it's Delibird?
Insomnia. It does get Vital Spirit. See, is it Vital Spirit, Insomnia, and Hustle? Because I know it has Hustle as its hidden ability. So do you think it's that one?
There's a bunch of... The other options would be Fire Flying. I can't think of any of the Fire Flying types having that.
I know Charizard and Talonflame don't have that.
I don't see Emolga having that either.
No, it has Volt.
Yeah. So why don't we go for Delibird?
Yeah, let's do Delibird.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct. It is Delibird. Delibird is can have both of those abilities with Hustle. It's just redundancy incarnate. Delibird's also awful, so it doesn't matter.
Yep.
So, okay, moving on then. Question number three. So every player character in Pokemon has a canonical name, such as Red being the player character in Red and Blue, Gold being the player character in Gold and Silver, and then Dawn and Lucas being the player characters in Diamond and Pearl. So it turns out really every single one of these characters has a canonical name. I was wondering, this includes these games as well, actually. What is the canonical name of the player character in Pokemon Colosseum?
Oh, crud.
That guy.
I called him Hero.
He has a canonical name, it turns out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
See, if we were playing Pokemon XD, I'd be able to tell you.
I almost asked that today, but I'm just like, no, the first one, that's going to be easier, right?
No.
No, because I was playing XD earlier this week. Well, 2 weeks ago, I should say.
I guess Joe, because I don't know.
What are you? It's going to be weird if it's one of the default names on there.
Oh, it is. I will tell you for sure. It is. It is one of the default names on there. Every single one of these canonical names is on the defaults.
Is Bert? No, that's a gym leader. Nope, I have no idea. I've never played it.
I have, but I always picked a name. Unless it's called Maximus, I don't think it's going to be it.
Is that your final answer?
No. What's a cool name? He looks cool. We got to give him a cool name if we're going to guess.
I need an answer.
I want to kill Justin. No, I'm just kidding.
I need an answer. Just give me an answer. I'll take Justin.
Sublime?
I have no idea. It can be Justin.
Let's go Justin.
Justin Case.
That is unfortunately incorrect. The name of the player character, I would have taken. The American name for him is Wes, and in Japanese, his name was
Wes.
Oh. So I would have taken either of those, but his name is Wes.
Unfortunately, that's incorrect.
I think it's American.
Wes Craven.
Like Wesley. So, all right, moving on. We're going to go ahead and we're going to ask you question number four. You guys are still at 2 points. So we know HMs are long gone, but I still wanted to ask you a question. It turns out that of all of the HMs, one of them had his move changed more than all of the other moves. Which HM was this?
I think it's Flash.
Give me the number. Give me the number, obviously.
Oh, which one has had the number change the
No. The number has been assigned to more moves than any other number.
Got it. So you're saying like HM1 has been like seven different moves or something.
Yes. Which one of those had the most? Okay. Yeah.
That's not Cut. It's always been HM1 for the longest time.
Like Flash is usually two.
It's probably maybe one of the least popular ones.
I feel like it might be five, because the fifth HM sometimes changes between games.
Yeah, because remember there was one. Which one was Rock Climb?
I don't remember.
Because I know Whirlpool was one. Rock Climb was another. But I think that's kind of gone.
Yeah.
I feel like they had the same one.
Is that your final answer?
Five?
Wait, what final answer?
Five. Is five your final answer?
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Sure.
Take the wheel.
I guess. We'll go with five.
That is correct. HM5 was, I believe it was Flash, it was Defog, it was Whirlpool. It's also the only HM to change mid-generation, because of Generation 4 switching it from Defog to Whirlpool. It was also, man, it was a lot of different things. I think it was also at one point Rock Smash, if I'm not mistaken. It was something else. There were four different moves that it was. But regardless, you guys got it correct. So we're going to move on to question number five. You guys are at 3 points. And so this is the question I ask you guys every week. I ask you about base stats. And so this week I'm asking you about electric-type Pokemon. Which electric-type Pokemon has the highest base defense stat of all electric-type Pokemon?
Oh, wait. That has to be a lone Golem, doesn't it? Base defense? It has to be.
That sounds like it. That would be high. Oh, wait a minute. Zekrom is 120. Yeah, Golem would be higher.
Yeah, it had to be. Base defense?
Now this base defense.
It'll be a lot harder.
Physical defense.
Yeah. It has to be Golem.
Is that your final answer? Is this your final answer, guys?
I'm like going through a list of legendaries in my head, and I can't think of anything higher than that.
All right. Alolan Golem, it turns out, is correct.
Yay!
So you guys got 4 points today. That changes the standing slightly. slightly, I'll say. Oops. Oh my gosh, I'm awful. Because I didn't turn off my soundboard. Started playing the theme song and everything. I even thought to myself, like, let's turn off the soundboard today. But I didn't listen to myself. So we're gonna sort the columns. So this makes, this puts Snag in first place with 25 points, Whimsicott in second place with 19 points, Jushiro in third place with 17 points, Maximus, you are now in fourth place, with 16 points, Sublime, you are now in fifth place with 14 points, Dr. Shamu, you are in, sixth place with 12 points, Bo is in seventh with 11, Vigor and Scrawn are tied for eighth place with 10 points, Basket's at 7, Gator is at 4, and it's the race to 30, guys. First to 30 wins the prize of, I think it's coasters again. But coasters are cool. So that's it for this week's episode of Puckle's Poke Quiz. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-hosts on their innate Pokemon knowledge.
It did not take a full hour to actually get all these questions together today, so we're just going to hop right into it.
It was definitely as instantaneous as it felt for them, I assure you.
so instantaneous equaled about like 20 to 30 minutes?
Yeah, I think we're just going to leave a 20-30 minute gap in between right there. But if you would like, this is the part of the show where we're going to quiz your co-hosts on their innate Pokemon knowledge, and the winner is the first 30 points. We have the scores right now. We'll list them off at the end of the segment. And so here are the rules. You guys can't use the internet. You have to use what's in your head noggins. And so we're going to go ahead and lower those browsers, boys. And we're going to go ahead and ask you the questions whenever you're ready. You guys have one hint that you can use for one of the questions throughout this endeavor. And one of these questions is going to be worth 2 points. But you don't need to get one of those correct if you want to cash in the hint at the end. You guys understand the rules? We ready to go?
Yep. Ready as I'll ever be, boss.
All right, then. Let's do it. So, question number one. This comes from Snag. In the bug-catching contest held north of Goldenrod City, you would receive a sunstone for winning the contest. In Gen 2, what would you get for winning and get for second and third place? So that is the question. This one's worth 2 points. One for each item. What would you get for getting second place, and what would you get for winning third place in the bug-catching contest near Goldenrod City?
In Gen 2. Ooh.
Not my expertise
one
there.
One of them, was that what it was? I thought one of them was an escape rope for some reason. I think one of them is an Everstone, actually. Because I believe you get, there's another stone you get, but it's just not as good. I believe it's an Everstone.
Everstone sounds good to me.
The other one, though, I was thinking an escape rope. I just don't remember for sure. I thought that was one of the items that you could get was an escape rope. but it might not have been third, second or third. Maybe just won the random, whatever.
Escape rope and Everstone. You just want to go for it.
Let's wait at the timer. Worst case, we'll go with those two.
You guys think, yeah, I have an actual timer?
I don't know.
I usually just go like that. Feels like a minute, and
then we'll stretch out this imaginary time. Trying to think anything else. Like I feel like I'm missing something.
All right, I'm gonna need an answer.
Let's just go escape rope and Everstone.
Yeah.
For which place? Can you tell me which place?
Oh, Everstone would be first.
No, first is Sunstone. Everstone would be second, escape rope for third.
All right, so that is correct on one account and incorrect on another. Okay. So the answer, second place is Everstone. You got that correct. Third place, however, was a golden berry, which is which was the past equivalent of the citrus berry. You get one point for that one, though, so that's pretty good.
Yeah.
So the next question is also from Snag, and it's again talking about gold and silver, since it's going to be released on the virtual console in like 3 weeks.
Oh, that's insane.
Yeah, isn't that going to be? I'm super stoked.
I'm going to get those just for hidden abilities.
Yeah. These games had certain events that happened each week, such as the bug catching contest. On what day of the week could you catch Lapras?
Friday.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
That is correct. You got an extra point then, so that's 2 points today.
Yeah.
No hint used either yet. So
glad I could help.
So, okay, so we're going to the questions that I wrote now. So these are going to be good or bad, depending on whatever you want. So in the anime, which region of the regions you can collect badges in was the only region to not have an anime exclusive badge shown on the show? So I'm talking about badges like when Gary shows that he has 10 badges and there's extra badges in the case. This has happened several times throughout the series. Which region was the only one to not have exclusive gym badges shown?
We're assuming they have to have gym badges?
Yes. So it's not Alola.
Yeah.
I think it's XY. I don't remember seeing any other weird badges, but then again, I don't really know.
Now, what constitutes badge? Just like gym badges solely?
Gym badges.
Okay.
I really don't even know. I can only think X, Y, because they probably fixed up most of their mess ups during that time. Like the random. Yeah.
Also, don't forget you have the hint.
I want to say X and Y just because we didn't really even see like any other gyms for that matter as well, or even like a Battle Frontier-esque thing.
Is that going to be your final answer?
I think so. I can't think of anything else that would like go against it or... All right,
so you're going to say the Kalos region, just to be correct, because it has to be a region. Okay, so
Kalos region.
That's your final answer.
Final answer.
That is unfortunately incorrect.
Dang it.
The answer is actually Johto. Johto, they never had any exclusive badges shown in the anime. They show them all the time, actually. Gary had them in Kanto, so that was kind of a dead giveaway. In Hoenn, there were a couple of rivals, quote-unquote, that Ash had that saw them. Ash actually had a flashback sequence in Sinnoh that showed a ton of them. And then in Unova, I believe there were a few anime exclusive ones that I knew Trip saw. And then I forget who did it in Kalos, but somebody definitely probably did it in Kalos. So
somebody probably
did it in Kalos, but it happened. This is verified by Bulbapedia, by the way. Okay, that's where I got
so bad.
Bulbapedia needs to get their facts straight because this problem stuff isn't going to cut it.
Bulbapedia didn't know anything about Mantyke, so who knows if that actually
correct or not? Let me double check. Okay, I'll double check for you guys while you think about this next question. So we talked about Misty and Brock coming back in the anime. The last time we saw her had an Azurill to replace her Togepi. Where does she get this Azurill from?
Tracy's Merrill.
Tracy's Merrill, like...
There was something... I remember seeing something about that.
I think it was Tracy's Merrill that just had an egg and then it hatched into Azurill.
Yeah, I believe that was the whole thing there.
Is that your...
Because I remember them saying, like, because Meryl and Azrael are all like buddy buddy and everything because one of them's the parent and one of them's the child. So
all right,
yeah, we'll say she got it from Tracy's Meryl.
Is that your final answer?
That is our final answer.
That is correct.
Yeah.
So that gives you guys 3 points for the day. Unfortunately, you can't cash that hint in again. So the next question is the question I ask you guys every week is about stats. So I wanted to ask you guys this week about bug-type Pokemon, and I wanted to know which bug-type Pokemon has the highest base attack stat.
Base attack.
Either was up there. So, Mega Heracross is higher.
Mega Heracross or Mega Pinsir, maybe.
No, Mega Pinsir is like 150, 140. Something.
But yeah, then
Mega Heracross is 165.
What about Mega Scizor?
Mega Scizor's got like 150, 160, if anything. It's not above 160. Heracross is the highest as of right now. Mega Scizor has 150 with a 140 base defense. Heracross, I know for a fact, is 165. I don't think there's anything higher than that. I can't think of anything else that would beat that.
No, like,
legendary-wise, Genesect's like, I think 100, 110, maybe 130.
Besides, Genesect's more of a special attacker anyway.
It's mixed.
Yeah.
So it's not got balanced out.
It's not focused.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to say Mega Heracross.
Let's say Mega Heracross as well.
Mega Heracross is your final answer. That is correct. All right, so you guys got 4 points today. I did look it up, and there were actually badges in Kalos that did not belong to him. It was from Sawyer. Sawyer had the badges that did not belong to the Kalos region in the video games. He had a couple. He had a flying type one, a fire type one, and a water type one. It's really interesting.
Interesting,
Screw Sawyer.
So you guys missed out. I am so sorry. I was going to do it because I was about to like grant you 6 points, but you guys got 4 today, so that's pretty good. We're going to go ahead and we are going to add in those points. So you guys did pretty well, actually. It changes up the board. I'm not going to lie. So let's go here and we're going to format my data. I'm going to sort it from this to this. So Snag is still in first place with 25 points. Whimsicott is in second place with 19 points. Jushiro in third place with 17 points. Maximus and Dr. Shamu are tied for fourth with 16 points. Sublime and Vigor are now tied for sixth place with 14 points. Bo is in eighth with 11 points. Scrawn is in ninth with 10. Basket in 10th with 7. And Gator bringing up the rear with 4. So good job to all of you guys. I mean, it's a pretty close race still. Snag is back in school, right, so it's actually harder for him to get into an episode. So you guys just got to keep it up.
Just gotta be more available.
You guys are doing pretty well, though. You're doing pretty well. Fight each other. Fight each other for those episodes. So
fight
that
each
is going to be
for those coasters.
Yeah, fight each other for those coasters. We hope you like that. If you want to keep up with Puckle throughout the week, you can go over to the main feed at Puckle Podcast, or you could, of course, just check us out on Discord. Link is in the show notes. You can always support the show in a number of ways by checking out our YouTube channel for more content. You can also check out our Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast, and our YouTube is youtube.com/pucklepodcast. You can, of course, help support the show in a variety of different ways. The first being checking out our Tee Public store, purchasing something. You could also go ahead and you can go subscribe to us on Twitch with a Twitch Prime membership, or you can go buy some Vite Ramen using code Puckle at checkout for a 10% discount. Or more importantly, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/pucklepodcast. But we hope you liked it, and we will catch you guys on the flip flop.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.